This is a CHOI podcast, listener supported on the Salish Sea.
Here is your CHOI news update. I'm Lisa Cordasco. A new report says the provincial government is breaking the law when it comes to requests under the Freedom of Information and Protection of Privacy Act. The report examined 4,000 requests for information between 2017 and 2020. It found government regularly extends the 30-day time limit to answer those requests without seeking approval from the Privacy Commissioner's office first. The Information and Privacy Commissioner says, as a result, British Columbians' information rights are being undermined. However, Michael McAvoy also found the current government's behavior is an improvement over how the former Liberal government responded to requests before 2017. The report makes several recommendations, including using automation for the processing of records. Nanaimo City Council has voted to pursue a pilot project aimed at providing shelter housing that includes medical supports. BC Housing is offering $1.5 million a year for 4 years to a Vancouver Island community willing to help provide space for a 60-bed shelter. The Housing Navigation Center would offer space to homeless people after they are screened and their medical needs assessed. Council voted to write a letter of interest to the province to get the ball rolling. However, two councillors, Cheryl Armstrong and Ian Thorpe, were opposed.
The cost to run them in the States is over $4 million, so I don't know how we can run them for 1.5. And these are going to be drug and alcohol allowed in that. So my concern is we're going to see the exact same thing that's happened around these others, is that we're going to have dealers in the neighborhoods.
I'm sensing that our city is sort of at supportive housing fatigue right now. We've got enough challenges facing us to get the proposed buildings up and running and satisfying the concerns of the neighborhoods where they will be located. I don't feel I can support taking on another similar type of project at this time.
Armstrong and Thorpe were outvoted by their fellow councillors, who pointed out the letter is an expression of interest and does not commit the city to agree to the project. In other housing news, the province is heralding two new affordable housing projects for seniors and physically disabled people in Nanaimo. Later this month, 28 one-bedroom townhomes will open on Uplands Drive. The project includes 12 accessible homes for people with developmental disabilities. Four full-time staff members will help support residents in their home and provide services according to each individual's care plan. Monthly rents for these units will be $500. 15 other homes will rent at $880 a month. And a second project includes 57 units on Mill Street. These units will range in rent from $935 to $1,135 a month. The rent includes phone, internet cable, and laundry. For CHLY News, I'm Lisa Cordasco.
Do you like these updates? Support them by sharing this podcast on Facebook or Twitter, and by rating it on iTunes or your preferred podcast app. Have a tip or story idea? Send it to news@chly.ca. This project is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and Heritage Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. Learn more at chly.ca/LJI.